Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Heart of the Matter. This is Pastor Ralph Ovidal. Last week on this program, I spoke with Pastor Chang Nguyen, who, as a young man, survived Pol Pot's reign of terror in Cambodia when the Khmer Rouge took over that country. And I would urge you to listen to that program on the Heart of the Matter archives if you haven't yet heard it. But stay with us today, too, because Pastor Chang shared with us on last program, during last program, how he was eventually saved by hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ after first rejecting the patient witness of Christians he met in refugee camps. And I'm stressing that patient witness. People continued to share the gospel with Pastor Chang. How often when you go out and share the gospel, hand out tracts or street preach, people get angry, they reject the gospel. Who's to say what the Holy Spirit is doing in their heart? Because we're to preach to the man's conscience, not to his opinions, not to his personality necessarily, not to try to win him as a friend, but to win him for Christ. We preach to his conscience. That's what the Bible says. And so we need to be preaching the Word of God, and don't be afraid to go out just because people reject you. Nobody's going to get saved if you're afraid to go out. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible tells us, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? We need to go out. We need to preach. This is what our country needs. This is what our commission is. Our first calling is to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we ought to do it with joy. And we ought to do it constantly and consistently and in a way that honors Christ. Well, last week we ran out of time before Pastor Chang could share with us about his ministry work. We got him up to the refugee camp, found out how he got saved. But today he's going to be back with us to talk about his ministry and I don't know what else, probably so much more as we continue this conversation on the Heart of the Matter. Pastor Chang Nguyen, thank you for returning to the Heart of the Matter.
Thank you for me to speak today.
Now, last week we didn't give out any information on how people could get a hold of you or if they're interested in finding out more about your ministry. We're going to be sure and do that this week. You do have several churches that I think you oversee in Cambodia. We're going to talk about that. But you also have sort of a home base here in America. Is that correct? In Texas, is it?
I used to have a home in Dallas, Texas. Yeah. But now it's I have a two home now.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Cambodia and mm-hmm. United States, is both is my home.
Yeah. I guess I was thinking more of a home church sort of. I mean a church that you work with very closely in Texas, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the First Baptist Church of Parker in Texas. Yes, This is my home church.
Okay, and we'll be able to tell people how to find more information on their website, I think, about your ministry. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Well, we talked about you getting saved, and again, maybe you can just say a word about this, because I think it's so important. We should persist in sharing the gospel, shouldn't we? Because you were actually quite angry. You were a Buddhist, and you didn't want anything to do with the gospel or with Christians or with Jesus Christ when you first were hearing the gospel, did you? Isn't it important to be persistent and keep at it?
Yes, So, yeah, I know how I'm feeling that time when I have people talk to me and share about the gospel, then I'm so angry. I don't feel I hate the people believe in Jesus. But, the people, it's some they walk away, but it's some they keep talk to me. It doesn't matter how I'm angry. And later on, they walk away. But the word of God never return back for nothing.
Yeah,
it's blessed when we preach the gospel. This is my experience, my life. And we need to preach the gospel. Mm. We need to tell the people about Jesus. To doesn't matter how a good place or bad place, day or night or. Doesn't matter what kind of nationality or people, just tell them. You never know. Like me, this is my experience. American people try to talk English evangelist to me. Cambodian people try, but it's good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, let's talk about from that time when you were saved, and we want to encourage people again, be sowers, sow the seed. You know, you might share the gospel, and that man might walk away from you angry, but the Holy Spirit, he can't walk away from the Holy Spirit. He can't
That's
walk
right.
away from the truth. that's been sown in his heart. Now, tell us, from the time you were saved, how did you get involved in ministry? Can you just walk us through to where you got involved in ministry? Give us, you know, just a summary of, okay. you started out in these camps, and then you ended up in America, and now you're back in Cambodia. Well, how did you get involved in ministry in the first place?
Yeah, I'm sure the Lord has called me for his ministry, not just somebody or my pastor, but it's, I received a true message from God for real to me, and made me follow and obedient when he called me, and I'm trying to forget, but I cannot forget at all when he called me for the ministry when I become a Christian. And the same thing Jesus called Peter in John chapter 21. Mm-hmm. And the same thing Jesus called me is yeah, the same.
He just felt.
He should not say, do I love him? But he called and say, take care my sheep, mm-hmm. and feed my lamb. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well then you were in this camp. How did you end up in America?
I fill up an application, apply to American embassy in Bangkok. And yes, they call me for interview with my friend. My friend, he used to work with the American Red Cross on 1974, mm-hmm. About 2-3 months. And now he come to the United States with me, and he's a pastor too, but it's a different church.
Praise God. So you came to America, and God was pursuing you to pull you to bring you into the ministry. You were sort of doing the Jonah thing and thinking you don't really want to do it, but but you gave in. You surrendered in this way as well to the Lord. When was this? How long ago did you decide that you should become active full time for the Lord in ministry?
I decided about a year after I become a Christian, and I'm evangelist. And talk to the people, you know, quickly after I, get saved. Then I start the ministry after God called me in 1987, and mm-hmm. I start the ministry in Dallas area and talk to the people, and every day, go to the all the Cambodian people mm-hmm. around here and tell them about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so many years I worked for the evangelist in Dallas area.
Mm-hmm.
And until until 1997, then I start to go to visit my family in Cambodia, and I share the gospel to my family, and I really want to share to my father. But the time I went over there, my father, he's passed away already, about 2 weeks before I get there.
Two weeks? Oh, that's
yeah,
bad.
And I start preach gospel to all my family, brother, sister, and my nephew. And they say, why I bring the gospel too late like this? They really, when they hear, they say, "Oh, this is good." And the Lord is prepare already all the people, my family. Say, why I don't bring the gospel before that? Now it's just come now. They so happy and enjoy about Jesus. He saved the people from the sin. And
so you're saying that God had prepared. They said God had prepared their hearts for you, and why didn't you come sooner, is what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a message to all of us.
Yeah, that I say, that's not my time. This depends the Lord's time.
Mm.
But it's now, it's not late, it's a perfect time.
Mm. And all of us need to go when we're called. And so you went over there and you started sharing the gospel. Then, was it then the Lord laid it on your heart to start a full-time ministry over there?
Yes, I returned back to the United States, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to make a fundraising for the mission in Cambodia, and the Lord is lead me to the First Baptist Church Parker, and the First Baptist Church Parker is ordained for the mission and the support for the ministry in Cambodia. This is a right will of God from First Baptist Church Parker, and a right will of God for the boy in the heart of Mary too. Yeah, it's because it's my prayer. It's now it's the Lord's answer.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. So the First Baptist Church in Parker, they're the ones that ordained you and sent you out onto the mission field then?
Yes,
okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, we've been to their website, I believe, and seems to be a very solid Bible teaching, preaching church. So we'll encourage other people to check out that website. Do you have that website address? Because isn't that also how they find more out about your ministry?
Yes, I do have the First Baptist Church Parker. The church is a small church, mm-hmm. but it's the heart is big and
yeah.
love.
Amen. That's how the smaller churches are. You don't. If you, I always tell people they're looking for a church. I say, well, you see a great big huge church with a great big building, a great big huge parking lot, and hundreds of people. Don't even bother going. Not in this day and age. Because to get that big, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, this church is small, but like I say, it's a big heart.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for the true church for my home church. Is for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you could give me that address.
Okay, address in First Baptist Church Parker is 5302 East Parker Road, Parker, Texas. 75002, and the number is 972-424-4271. And the website is www.firstbaptistparker.org.
Okay. www.first, is that's spelled out, I mean, F-I-R-S-T?
That's correct.
Okay. www.firstbaptistparker.org.
Yes.
And that's where you can find out about Pastor Chang and more about this church as well. Maybe you live in the area. You're looking for a little church that's holding up a righteous banner. From what I understand, I'm only saying what I know. You have to check things out yourself. You know, I'm a long way from Texas, but I liked what I saw in Pastor Chang, and I like what I see on their website, so you have to decide for yourself. But also, Pastor Chang, don't you have sermons on sermon audio, or does the pastor from First Baptist?
The sermon audio is the one I record from Cambodian.
Oh,
when I'm here, I visit all different church in United States too.
Oh, okay.
I have so many Cambodian church, and they invite me and to preach the gospel, and I make a record that, and from the First Baptist Church, Parker too.
Okay, well let's talk about Cambodia. I want to get there before we run out of time again. We're not quite halfway through the program, and I want to get to Cambodia. Now, you tell us all about your ministry in Cambodia. What you're doing, what's been accomplished, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I start on 1988. Until now, is we have two church. I pastor for two church. So about 120 kilometers is from a different church, and about 4 hour drive. Okay. The start in the beginning, I preach to my family is first on my home village, and after that and. Most of my family is become a Christian now, and they sell now, and we start to reach out to the other people around that area. Then, the people is some they agree or they listen, but some people they are unhappy about I bring the gospel to them. But doesn't matter. It's I have experienced myself. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God because, the power.
Okay.
And I start to have a group in worship. When the first time I get over there, and all the believers, I let them worship God, take them every day and every night for about 3 months. I stayed my first time, and that group, about 17 people, beginning, and yeah, after 3 months, and when I returned back, it's all of them is, yeah, no one is loose at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray God for take care and call of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then I start to discipleship, teach them to be a leader, teach them to know how for evangelists or how to preach the gospel. Yeah, I lead them, and they go with me to talk to the people in a public place or to personnel. Yeah, I took them with me, and I everything a day, a night, I stay with them, and they follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And we reach out to a different place, and I have so many different a group of people. They want me to preach the gospel in the new believer in Cambodia. It's a different area, different village, but some I reject because too much too much for me and over. I cannot do myself until a year and 2 years later. I have people I've been discipleship. They know how to do the ministry, and I can let them preach the gospel, and I let them work sometime when I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not there, and all of my discipleship, now they can do, they can take care of the church, both church.
So now what I'm hearing is that you went over and started with your family, then you went out and started evangelizing and preaching to others, and then eventually you gathered a small group of people, men, to go out and also preach. And eventually you got two churches. Now you have two churches started, and you're training people to go out and share the gospel. It sounds a little bit like John Wesley in England, and running a circuit and preaching and teaching and raising up other preachers to go out as well and starting churches. Now, do you spend you spend time both in America and Cambodia? Then is what at this point in time you're back and forth.
That time I spend time is some in Cambodia, but it's about let's say the first year probably half and half.
Mm-hmm.
But it's after a year in 1989, I stay permanent over there.
Oh, in Cambodia.
Yeah.
So are you living in Cambodia now? I mean, I know you're back in the United States right now, but your home is in Cambodia for the most part?
Yeah, the most part is it's about 4 years straight in Cambodia, and I stay.
Well, tell us a little bit.
99, I'm sorry, not 89, it's 99.
Okay. Tell us about who your adversaries are. I mean, we know our adversary is the devil, but who is he using to come against your ministry, sharing the gospel and discipling the people in Cambodia? Who are the specific groups? What about the government, that sort of thing? Tell us about some of the situations that you've had to deal with and the people that you've had to deal with who would be a hindrance or an adversary to the gospel.
The government is very open right now. The Lord is open, not the government open. But it's okay. I don't go much to the politics or the government, but that's all I know is that we preach the gospel, and I have a connect to all the people that area, village or province. They don't mind. They protect and they involve, support ministry, because they the first beginning is not good. They not agree, but later on they understand we are Christian. If we not politic and we bring the good news,
Mm-hmm.
Because many people, you know, they involved for the politics and make too much going on in the country. Now the government, they know Christian is bring the good news. Mm-hmm. Didn't involve any politics at all.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the government, that area, they try to protect and support too. And even the public school and the school, yeah, they open for me to preach the gospel.
Really?
In the school too.
So the local government, even what about the national government? Are they don't get involved in it? They just leave you alone?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it help that, you know, you're a you come from Cambodia? Does it help that you're, you know, this was your homeland? Does that help?
No, not that bad.
Not
but
really.
It's just my language is the same language. It's easy for to communicate. But about the government is, well, they open all nationality in Cambodian.
Okay, because we have heard that there was from time to time some persecution in Cambodia, but you're saying not really, not right now at least?
Well, it's been had before, it's some, but it's not many.
Okay, so right now the situation is pretty good. What about the Buddhists?
Yeah, it's still about 90% Buddhist.
And do you have
I have a Buddha monk come straight to me and in my house and sit down and for 3 days they come to ask me about Jesus too. And I have been through so many Buddhism and monk, many three monk, and they come to me and they want to know about Jesus too.
Well, you understand Buddhism because your family was a Buddhist. You were a Buddhist, so
yeah.
So you I'm sure you can be a great apologist for the gospel and for the word of God. That's a wonderful thing to hear that God is actually bringing Buddhists to you to hear about Christ. What have you seen the Lord do in the hearts of the people in Cambodia? Then, in other words, you're literally seeing people be saved. I mean, they're not just curious. There are people being saved in Cambodia through your ministry.
All the people is they right now is they feel like free to relieve from their culture and the religion they believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you have a great burning desire to share the gospel, and I know you're a courageous man. I think you probably face a few more difficulties than you're letting on. in the sense that you've been through so much, through Pol Pot's reign of terror, you've come to America, which wasn't easy, you worked hard in America, and now you've gone back to Cambodia. I'm sure you have faced many, many, many challenges and even some resistance, but there's so many, I think, Americans who are so spoiled that as soon as somebody barks at them a little bit, they're ready to run the other way. And we have to be a little more aggressive and a little more courageous than that if we're going to get the gospel out, don't you think?
Yeah. It's a lot of people, they need to wake up, Christian people in the United States. Need to wake up, meaning need to obey the word of God, not just reading.
Amen.
They need to do it.
Amen.
And all the time Jesus talked to his people in the Bible, just do it. Yeah, go.
Yeah.
Amen. Matthew 28, go and tell the people.
Yeah.
All it is a great commitment, but there's nobody, not many people, you know, obeying and do it.
Yeah.
And, I agree, but I don't want to happen to my people or my church, the future, if they become a Christian, they fail, and they say they receive the Spirit of God. They need to move and preach the gospel to other people. This is the Christian job.
Amen. Well, the Bible tells us that we become new creatures, that the Holy Spirit makes his home, comes to live in us. And it's astounding to me that people who would say, I'm a Christian, or they would point to someone else, they're a Christian, and there is no interest in the things of God. It's all the world, the world, the world, the world, the world. And I question if they're Christians or not, oftentimes, because this, it seems to me, is minimizing or even denigrating what it means when a person actually becomes a new creature, is born again. I think it's a little more powerful than what people are claiming it is, that's for sure. We have a lot of young people that listen to this program, including homeschool people or children. Would I be, I hope I wouldn't be putting you out if I would ask you, could you just share something from the scripture in your native tongue, just some scripture verse or something, just so they could hear what it sounds like?
Yes. Do you mean in Cambodian language?
Yeah, yeah. Just if you could pick out, tell us what the scripture verse is, and then go ahead and say it in the Cambodian language.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta say on the John 3:16.
Okay.
Kumpi Yuhan Chumpuk Bay Khodop Kamui Kabat Priya Trung Sralang Minu Lok Dal Male Ban Chit Trung Pratin Priya Chupatra Trung Tai Mui Dam Bay Dal Oh Nek Na Dai Chua Dal Priya Chupatra Mintra Vini Lai Kư Amin Chivit Oh Kau Chin Dik Vinh
John 3:16.
Yeah.
Praise God. Looking back, Pastor Chang, over this, and I want to give out the website before I ask this question again. It's if you want to know more about Pastor Chang Nguyen and his ministry, which, from everything I've seen, is just a wonderful ministry and reaching so many for Christ and the Church of Jesus Christ. Get your heart back for the gospel. You know, let's start living a little simpler. You know, godliness with contentment. Start putting our resources into getting the gospel. Get a heart for missions and missionaries, and even in our own country, spreading the gospel. It's just repulsive to me what's been going on when it comes to ministry, when it comes to the church having a heart for the gospel and standing for the Lord Jesus Christ and for His Word. All these gimmicks and gadgets and craftiness and nonsense. Well, we've gone into that other days. I'm running down on time. But anyway, let's get a heart back for ministry and for missionaries. Here's one that you might want to check into, www.firstbaptistparker.org. Again, www.firstbaptistparker.org. I wanted to ask you, Pastor Chang, as the clock ticks down here with about 3 minutes left, you look back over that terrible time of Pol Pot and what you went through there. Maybe this is putting you on the spot, but what did God teach you? If you could pick out one thing that you really believe God taught you going through that time, could you share what that is?
Yes. I want to share about the why the Lord chose me, because He know me before the foundation. He know me already. And I heard the gospel, and the gospel of God in me, and the Spirit of God is lead me through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His will.
And so what you're saying is God, what it taught you is that God had a purpose for you, and God preserved you, and God fulfilled His purpose to call you into the ministry. And even Pol Pot couldn't get in the way of our sovereign Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, that's right.
And so we need to be trusting in the Lord. What should Christians be praying about with regard to Cambodia and your ministry?
Pray for the Cambodian people open more for the gospel, and I plan have many more church best I can for me return back to mm-hmm. Cambodia soon.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for the my ministry in
okay.
Cambodia.
All right, and www.firstbaptistparker.org is where you can find out more about that ministry. And I hope I'm not being presumptuous, but I'm going to add a prayer request. Pray that this neo-evangelical, ecumenical, worldly brand of American Christianity and Western Christianity doesn't begin to come into Cambodia and ruin the good work that's begun.
Oh, pray God.
Amen. I can get an amen from you on that, Pastor Chang.
Yeah, amen.
All right. Pastor Chang Nguyen, thank you so much for joining us. You've really encouraged us by what you're doing. I know people will be praying for you. God bless you, Pastor Chang Nguyen.
God bless you too, brother.